This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas, filling in for host David Brown.
Dallas, Baton Rouge, Nice, Orlando. It seems like we can't go more than a few days without hearing news of a violent event somewhere in the world. And while it's true these attacks are happening for very different and very complicated reasons, they keep happening. It's almost hard to remember a time when they didn't. But when a shooter took aim at the University of Texas campus from the top of the UT Tower on August 1, 1966, no one had any reference point for such an attack. The Texas Standard's Laura Rice has a preview of a special documentary coming up on Monday's show. It's called Out of the Blue, 50 Years After the UT Tower Shooting.
Summer school was in session on August 1, 1966. While the campus wasn't as full as it would be in the fall or spring, it was still teeming with life.
I'm Judy Brooks, and I came to freshman orientation in the summer right before my freshman year.
I'm Gary Gibbs. I worked part-time at what was then Capital National Bank. You had to carry a full load so your draft board wouldn't come after you for the Army while you were in school. So I was able to provide enough hours a year by working part-time, but I would also go to both sessions of summer school.
I'm Linda Adkins. I was working for the Hogg Foundation for Mental Health, and we were up on the 24th floor of the tower.
My name is Cheryl Dickerson. I struck up a conversation with the ticket agent, and he asked me if I had ever seen the campus, and I said no, I had not. So he asked me if he could give me a tour of the campus the next morning, and I said sure. And the tower was the first stop on the tour.
When from the tower that day, just a little before noon, a man began shooting at the campus below, many people heard the sounds, but not many realized they were gunshots.
And all of a sudden I heard this noise that sounded like, back then we had Coke bottles, so it sounded like cases of Coke bottles being placed on top of each other.
I kept hearing what sounded like lumber dropping. It was like a clapping sound.
Just by chance, that was the day that Schultz's Beer Garden was going to have some sort of celebration. I don't remember what they were celebrating, but we commented a couple of students to each other, oh, Schultz is starting a little early.
But a few people recognized the shots as shots, including then associate professor Michael Hall.
Police operator. Hello, this is Michael Hall at the history department on the university campus.
Yes, sir.
There's just been a gunshot on the main plaza outside the main building, and at least one person wounded.
I had been in World War II, and although that ended in 1945, I was still quite conscious of airplanes flying close by overhead, of the possibility of explosions.
Besides war experiences, few had any context for a mass shooting like this.
That was a foreign concept back then. People didn't shoot each other like now.
And it was just so abnormal.
You know, there's no reference point. There's no, oh, this is like such and such. There's just nothing there.
It came from out of the blue. Out of the Blue, 50 years after the UT Tower shooting, is Texas Standard's oral history on the anniversary of the first public mass shooting of its kind. We'll bring you these stories and many more in a special edition of our show, Monday. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.